Let us pray. Mercifully assist us, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life everlasting. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, and sent two of his disciples, and the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus. And after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and thank you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. There you go. Good job. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray.
Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. Hang on just a minute, not yet. We'll call you up in a minute, Emily. This is the only place in our service we could put the announcements, and we have some pretty important things to talk about today. First of all, let me welcome you to our worship service. We're glad to have you here today and hope you'll join us, not just for today, but for all of our Holy Week observances and Easter Sunday next Sunday. I did want to run over the Easter and Holy Week schedule. You'll find it in your Go and Serve. Don't forget Maundy Thursday. We have two opportunities, the 12:15 Quiet Communion, and then 7 o'clock that night we'll do Upper Room Communion. Good Friday, we have our Tenebrae service at 7 o'clock. And then on Easter, we start with an Easter breakfast beginning at 8:30, and then our worship service at 10. Also, please note, bring your flowers for the flower cross as well. Now, the real reason we're having announcements now is we have the joy of receiving some new members today. And you'll see them listed in your Go and Serve. So if Maria Rodriguez and Nancy Beaver will come up at this time. And Carol Mickelson, who you also see listed, is a Monday night worshiper. She will be joining tomorrow night. Turn this way so they can see you. They see me plenty. We are so glad that y'all have, that's a great language, isn't it, y'all? We're so glad that you have found a home here, and we hope that you will share the love, warmth, mission that we share, all the things that make Redeemer so special in talking with you. That's what you found here, and I'm so excited that you have. So we're excited to welcome you. And to have you back with us and with us, all right? Let us pray. God of love and mercy, we thank you that you bind us together as we give you our worship and praise. And we thank you for these who have come to be part of our family. May the warmth and love we offer them reflect the warmth and love you give to us all. Together, bless us in your grace, strengthen us in our faith, lead us in our calling to serve you and others. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Maria, welcome. Nancy, welcome. Yeah. And I can't believe I'm going to do this, but Jonathan, it's your turn.
I was just so excited.
Because I can't figure out what punishment you're going to give us today.
So the week's coming up, we have middle school retreat with LCY,
so I need to talk to you about our worship service today. There are some changes beyond what we've already done that are kind of, we're trying something new today as we celebrate Palm Sunday. Right now, the service makes a big change from Palm Sunday to Sunday of the Passion. And part of that means that the gospel reading that we're going to have in a few minutes is two chapters long. So you will stand as we announce the gospel, and then you can sit down so that you don't have to stand through that whole thing, okay? Then if you would turn to page 15 in your bulletin. When we come to communion, there will be a large cross standing here at that point. And we're going to do communion by station communion, which means you will walk by us. Okay, we'll be on each side of the cross, and you will come by us for communion. And then the way Holy Week works is that the service that starts today actually doesn't conclude. The service continues on Thursday and continues on Friday and does not actually conclude until Easter morning. So at the end of the communion, I'm going to give you the communion blessing, and then I'm going to kneel at the altar for a while in silence. You are invited to kneel or sit as you choose, and then I will get up and walk out of the church, and you are invited to leave silently. So that's how we will finish today. It's all written there, but I thought it'd be a good idea if I walked through it with you. Okay, well, our service will continue, I believe, with an anthem by the children. If there are other children who'd like to come forward to join us for the children's sermon, we'd be glad. Now's the time. A vacuum cleaner. You think that's what this is? You're right. This is a vacuum cleaner. I'm just going to stand over here yes, y'all see my vacuum cleaner? When do you see your parents use a vacuum cleaner? When there's stuff on the floor, when it's dirty, but there might be a special time when they use the vacuum cleaner? When there's dust, yeah. You don't know. Well, I know when I was growing up, if we were about to have company, do you know what that pulled out then? The vacuum cleaner. Does that happen at your house if you're having company and somebody get? It doesn't happen at your house. No. Yeah. Oh, we have hardwood floors. Okay. So, okay, hang on. I've got this placed exactly where it needs to be. Okay, thank you. You use a vacuum cleaner to clean the floors, right? And to get everything ready. Well, today, when we are talking about Palm Sunday, and do you know what? When Jesus came into Jerusalem, everybody wanted to welcome him, but do you think they were ready? No, they hadn't vacuumed the streets at all. No, they weren't going to vacuum the streets, but they didn't have anything. They wanted to do a parade to welcome Jesus, and so what they did was they saw palm branches on trees right near them, and they grabbed the palm branches, and they waved them, and they were all excited because they needed to get ready. They hadn't gotten ready for Jesus, but they wanted to celebrate Jesus, and so that's why we do the palms on Palm Sunday. We're celebrating Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, and we didn't have a chance to get ready, so we just use palms, and we celebrate that way. Now, here's the other part. Do you remember the box that we hid that important word in? That word we can't say? Do you remember that? Where, you see the box? It's still up there. Still up there, right in front of the altar over there. And next week, we get to take it out. And we get to say that word again. And so this week, we're getting ready for next week when we can say that word again. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Do you remember what the word was? You don't even remember the word. Do what? You weren't here that week. Okay. Well, I'd love to tell you, Wesley, what the word is, but you know what? I can't say it till next week. So, all week long, you can think about how next week we get to say that word again. And that's what I want you to remember. Right now, this week, we weren't ready for Jesus, and that's why we use palms. But the rest of the week, we're getting ready for Easter and the celebration of what Jesus has done for us. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks for all that you do for us. Make our hearts ready to celebrate your resurrection. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Bye-bye. Bye, Jordan.
First lesson is a reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who poured out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd and 23rd chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
May be seated. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." He said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "No, not a thing." He said to them, "But now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag, and the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me, 'And he was counted among the lawless.' And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled." They said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." He replied, "It is enough."
Came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, pray that you may not come into the time of trial. Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, that you may not come into the time of trial. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man? When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, Lord, should we strike with the sword? Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, No more of this. And he touched his ear and healed it. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, Have you come out with swords and clubs as if you were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house.
Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by and watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the others rebuked him, saying, "Do not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment.
this, O my soul, O my soul. Wondrous love is this, O my soul. What wondrous love is this that calls the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? To bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, when I was sinking down, when I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ made aside a crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. God and to the Lamb who is the great I am. Lions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll for me, through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on, and through eternity, I'll sing on.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, we do wonder at the love you have for us. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. You have made us, O Heavenly Father. Keep us now and forever in your heart. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, our Savior, today we see anew the depth of your love for us. In your suffering and death, you showed us the very heart of God. Give our hearts a stronger faith and trust in you. Help us to commit our lives to you and to your service, Lord Jesus, just as you committed yourself forever to us. Lord, in your mercy. Spirit, our comforter in times of need and help in all of life. You are God with us, helping and guiding us through times of difficulty and hurt. You bring us to offer our best and call us to worship and be part of your family here. You support us, you nurture us, you strengthen us. O Holy Spirit, be with us now and always. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we look beyond ourselves and bring to you the concerns and cares of all the world. Bring your help to the sick, the sorrowed, and to all who so easily escape our notice. Give us the comfort of your presence always. Bless those in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Generous God, you feed us with the harvest of the land, and you provide for our every need. Receive our gifts of money, imagination, and labor, and transform them into a feast that welcomes all. In Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.